Presidential hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris is rebooting her campaign, laying off staffers and refocusing her efforts on Iowa. The Iowa caucus is shaping up to be a make-or-break effort for Harris, who's falling behind in popularity and fundraising efforts. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Christopher Catalago. He is national political reporter for Politico. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Well, can she resuscitate this campaign?
So what she's trying to do with this move that she put out yesterday is drop a lot of overhead. She was spending a lot of money over the third quarter of the year building out her staff, including in some of these states that come after Iowa. And what she's decided to do in order to try to come back here is to send some of the folks who are in these other states, Nevada, California, and a couple others, over to Iowa to get this going. She will not be touching her South Carolina staff. That's third state to vote here, and that's one that she would really need if she somehow is able to get into the top three in Iowa.
So let's talk about Iowa. So what is required? You say top three. Is that a make or break? Does she need to win, or is top three enough, or can she keep going if she's not in the top three?
There's a couple ways to look at it. I think certainly she needs to be in the top three. And another big one, if somehow he is to fall even lower, is to come ahead in that state of Joe Biden. So there's kind of two ways to look at it. She's not expected to have much of a presence in New Hampshire, which is the second state, another state where she'll be sending some of her staff to Iowa. So that's what puts so much pressure on Iowa and her to do well there, is the fact that there's going to be some time between the vote in Iowa and South Carolina. And you know how the media works and the narrative around these races work. You know, day by day, people would be asking questions if she came in, say, you know, in fifth place in Iowa. You know, what did we see in that performance that's going to carry you forward and suggest that you're going to do better in South Carolina? And so that's, I think top three is something that her campaign has been saying. And I think it's safe to look at that as really a make or break.
She had such a jump after that first round of debates. Why has she struggled to gain traction?
Well, the way to look at the campaign is the real jump, obviously, as you know, started from her announcement speech in Oakland. And then you had some time over the spring where people were giving a real look to Beto O'Rourke. And then Pete Buttigieg came on the scene. A lot of donors were really smitten with him. He's raised a lot of money. He's not in the kind of position that Harris is with money needing to lay off staff. He's adding staff right now. And then, as you noted, you come into late June and this debate with Joe Biden and this, you know, moment that was kind of unlike any other moment we've seen so far in any of the other debates happened. And she did not capitalize on that moment after the fact. She was continuously pulled into these debates over where she stood on health care. She wasn't necessarily able to articulate her own position on busing, which is what she criticized Joe Biden to begin with. And so those kind of started the slide for her, and it's been kind of all downhill from there.